All right, we're going to get started here. It's a little after 1:30. If anyone's questioning, I am not Larry, and we are not in Talmadge. If you're here for the AMATS meeting, you're in the right place. If you're not, but you're too embarrassed to get up and walk out, feel free to stay. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Is there a determination of a quorum?
We do have a quorum.
Okay. Any audience participation?
We have none today.
Okay. Going through the agenda here, minutes. We need a motion for the December 12th, 2024 meeting minutes.
Make that motion, Chair Whitman.
I'll second.
Commissioner
Bennett.
Okay. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Any questions? Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Number three, staff reports. Financial progress report. We'll need a motion for this. That's attachment 3A. Mr. Baker?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 3A, you can see we spent about 39% of the budget through the first half of the fiscal year. We're in pretty good shape. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? All right. Do we have a motion for a financial progress report? Is there a second?
All in second.
All right. Motion and a second. Any discussion or questions? All right. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Part B, technical progress report.
All right. Thank you. Well, hello, everyone. A few things for you today. You might remember in the fall we updated our agency bike map. Since we've met last time, we now have an online or interactive version of the bike map. It's housed where our other web maps are on our website, so if you just go to the Reports and Data tab, and there will be a column that pops up, and it's the last one there. But it's worth checking out. It's just another way to kind of get that information out there, especially for when people are actually riding, and to not have to carry a map around with them. I also wanted to introduce Amelia Hoffmeyer. She is our newest staff member. So if you didn't meet her, if you were at the TAC meeting and didn't have a chance to meet her, definitely introduce yourselves to her. But she's our new GIS planner, so working very closely with Seth and doing a lot of the cool things that Seth does now, so helping out to kind of expand those operations. So she's been here about a month and has been a great fit so far, so we're excited to have her. And then the last thing I wanted to just mention is talk a little bit about, you know, what we know and what we don't know with the new federal administration. I guess, spoiler alert, we don't know as much as we want to know, but it sounds like we're kind of in good company with that. So there have been a lot of new executive orders and then rescissions of previous executive orders from previous administrations. And we've also seen some guidance from the new DOT Secretary, Sean Duffy. We've had a lot of conversations with ODOT and Federal Highway. Curtis and I will be talking with our Federal Highway rep tomorrow morning. You know, they're kind of, we're all in that very much that wait-and-see mode right now. The consensus is that it might take a few months to kind of sort out what all of these changes really mean for our agency and for transportation funding for you and our local communities. But a few of the key points, we really don't believe at this point that any of our program funding is in jeopardy. Certainly with fiscal year 2025, we're still proceeding as normal. We remain cautiously optimistic that even further out, those projects will still advance. We do anticipate some changes, perhaps some pretty big changes with process and how we do our planning work. The executive orders, if you haven't seen them, there's, you know, pretty clear emphasis on, a de-emphasis on environmental justice and things having to do with climate-related programs and policies. The memo I mentioned from Sean Duffy included some of the areas of emphasis that we expect to be focusing on. So a few of those key points are moving more toward user-paid models for generating transportation funding. That's something we've been, you know, you we've been hearing about for years, the gas tax isn't sufficient, that kind of stuff. So maybe expect to see some movement there. More reliance on what they're calling a rigorous economic analysis and positive cost-benefit calculations of spending. Preference to communities with marriage and birth rates that are higher than the national average. Compliance with immigration enforcement, and then prohibiting recipients of DOT support or assistance from imposing vaccine and mask mandates. So that's all kind of been thrown out there, but some of those positions, you know, the folks at high up at Federal Highway that will kind of direct how this flows, those positions are still being filled, so kind of stay tuned. Hopefully we'll have a lot more information in March. And just kind of to recap the advice that we've received pretty clearly from both ODOT and Federal Highway so far is to kind of just keep proceeding and advancing programs consistent with what we know until we're told otherwise. So that's where we are right now. And that's all I have for the technical progress report, but I'd be happy to answer any questions. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. We'll go to Part C, AMAC's Federal Funds Report. This is Attachment C3C.
Thank you. So we're about halfway through the third quarter, and so far we've only had one project actually sell this entire year. Two right-of-way phases have encumbered money, and air quality and rideshare have encumbered this year. We have a lot of projects still on the docket that have not sold. If you look at the bottom line on almost all of our funding sources, we have negative balances, so we will definitely need to get loans this year. Unfortunately, we cannot request a loan until we actually need a loan. Mm-hmm. So until some of these projects actually sell and we need a loan, we can't request a loan. So I've been contacting a lot of the communities, you may have heard from me, frantically trying to make sure that there's no hiccups along the way and that everybody's project is going to actually sell this year, because I don't want to request a loan for something and then have a project slip and then we all look bad. So we do have project review meetings coming up. So District 4's project review meeting is February 26th. Hopefully everybody has gotten emails, and District 3 is March 6th. So we also did move some projects for fiscal constraint. All of those project sponsors have been contacted, and so they all are aware of the moves, and those moves have already occurred. So hopefully we can sell some projects and get more money. Any questions?
All right, thank you. I'll move on to old business. Any old business?
No
old business.
There is no old business.
New business. Draft fiscal year 2026 transportation planning work program and budget. This is we'll need a motion, and this is attachment 5A.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Attachment 5A is the draft fiscal year 2026 transportation planning work program and budget, which guides the work of the AMS staff from July 1st of this year, to June 30th, 2026. Included in Attachment 5A is the draft local share, calculated to be $191,331. Invoices for local share will not be sent out until July. We will be requesting approval of the final work program in May. AMS staff requests a motion to allow us to submit this draft work program to ODOT for review. I can answer any questions if you have any.
All right. With no questions, is there a motion to approve this? Okay, motion second. Any other questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? All right. Move on to Part B, draft fiscal year 2026 through 2029 Transportation Improvement Program Project List. This is Attachment 5B.
Thank you. Currently, we are in the process of putting together our next TIP. It's fiscal year 26 to 29. If you look in your packet, there is a listing of all the projects that we are expecting to have in our TIP. You can look for your specific projects, and you can also see what else is on there. Just to note, as I said before, there were some projects that were moved to fiscal constraint. They are still not correct in this packet. They were moved after this draft was submitted to ODOT. This was our first draft. And these projects will continue to be updated as we get further and further on the draft process. Not only our individual projects, which are in here, but there's a listing of group projects in here. Those group projects are mostly ODOT-related projects, so those change quite a bit between each draft. So it won't be until our final draft. Then once our final draft is submitted and approved, any changes that occur to make Ellis and the STIP different, we will have to either amend or do administrative modifications after this TIP is approved. So we will be bringing the full draft to you in March, and then we will be opening public involvement as well so that we can get comments on the second draft, so that we will have those for our third and final draft. Any questions?
Just a quick question. The public involvement, how long do you anticipate that running?
The public involvement is from March 11th through April 11th. So comments can be accepted at any time, but that's the official, like, the official public involvement window, so for 30 days. So.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Thank you. We'll go to Part C, Draft Transportation Outlook 2050, Attachment 5C in your packet.
Kind of similar to Amy's report, our schedule for Transportation Outlook 2050 is very similar to the TIP, and we're kind of throwing out an initial project listing to you all, just like we're doing with the TIP. So first things first, I wanted to mention when you came in, Carrie should have given you a revised project listings. A few people came up to me after the meeting last week. I realized that totally my fault, but I had copied in some of these projects wrong, so a few of them were double or triple listed. So it's been corrected. And what I'd really like everyone to do is just kind of carefully look through projects, especially those that are in your community or on behalf of your agency. What we're looking for is making sure that all of the projects that should be here are already. And then if you have any better guesses on cost estimates and current dollars, we'd love to hear those too. We've kind of taken a stab at developing those based on kind of our own internal criteria, but I guarantee you guys know this world better than I do. So we're looking for those kinds of comments. Let's see if there's anything else. Kind of an important caveat is on this list, we're not including road resurfacing projects. We're not even including most reconstruction projects unless they're kind of more grandiose in scale that are really changing the function of the roadway. This is generally non-preservation type projects. These are our more aspirational projects. Another key thing here is this list is not fiscally constrained. Over the next month, we will be working to fiscally constrain this list. And we know, if you remember from the preservation plan that we did last summer, we know that our preservation needs have increased significantly. That could easily fill up our entire budget of what we expect to receive over the next 25 years. So we have to make kind of difficult decisions on how much can we afford to preserve versus the total need, how much should we be spending on safety projects for projects that add modal choice, whatever the other goals of the plan are. We know that it's not just about preserving the system, even if that's where the lion's share of the money goes toward. So all of that being said, this is kind of a almost a wish list at this point, and we'll have to kind of narrow down a little bit from there. So we might be having conversations with some of you about, well, okay, we know you'd like to do projects A, B, and C, but would you be okay if we cut C from this list? Those are the kinds of decisions we need to make. As far as the rest of the process, you know, we're staff is heavily involved in writing the plan right now and working on different components of it. And just like Amy said with the TIP, we'll have our public involvement period in March, March 11th to April 11th. And so we're kind of mapping that all out right now. So stay tuned on more details on that. But are there any questions about this list or what was in the memo for 5C? Okay, thank you.
All right, on to resolutions. Attachment 6A, resolution 2025-01.
Thank you. This is a TIP amendment number 11. It is for the Kenmore leg, and it is literally just to add money, construction funding to this project. Since we are adding money to a project that is not air quality exempt, we need to not only do an amendment, but we also need to do interagency consultation with all the air quality partners. Interagency consultation has taken place, and they have all agreed that it does not impact our conformity document, since this project is not changing in scope and was originally in the document. This is just approval to add this funding to our TIP. And we require a motion.
All right. Is there a motion for this resolution? Right, is there a second?
Following second.
Okay, any discussion or questions? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. B, resolution 2025-02.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as those of you remember that were at the December meetings, as AMETS is developing its long-range plan, we had been approached by the Greater Akron Chamber and requesting that or asking us how we wanted to approach passenger rail or intercity passenger rail, which looks at connecting major points, major cities to each other. If you might know, in an attachment 6B, I kind of laid out the timeline for what has happened. Was in 2022. With the bipartisan infrastructure law, the Department of Transportation awarded funds to three different corridors in Ohio. One was the Cleveland-Columbus-Dayton-Cincinnati corridor. The Ohio delegation asked the ODOT director if the Akron area could be included as part of the 3C plus D. This summer, ODOT responded to the delegation saying that it would be unfeasible based on cost, travel time, et cetera, to do the study to include the Akron area. Since that time, there has been interest, I think, from Summit County Executive's office, as well as some members, that we continue to pursue the idea of intercity passenger rail. At the last policy committee meeting, we were requested as staff to put together a resolution of support or resolution in support of intercity passenger rail in the greater Akron area. The resolution attached is an attempt to reflect that discussion, showing our support for the idea of passenger rail in our region, our support for it being included in our long-range plan as an option for mobility, and also to support efforts of other agencies in their requests for potential future grant funding if that does come available. Which I would say, quite frankly, with the environment Matt was talking about, that's probably something that is fairly unlikely within the next 4 years. So with that, I wanted to be brief, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Just want to go on record for Metro, just giving appreciation to AMETS for putting this on for future consideration.
And Curtis Akron is also supportive of this resolution.
All right, any other questions or comments? All right. Is there a motion to approve Resolution 2025-02?
So moved.
A second.
Okay. First and second. All those in favor.
And Bobby.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Any abstentions?
ODOT will abstain.
Good. It's a lot easier than I expected. Thank you.
We'll see if we can make this one a little harder.
Yeah.
Just kidding. All right. Section C, Resolution 2025-03.
So this is a resolution to approve our air quality conformity documentation for both the TIP and the upcoming plan. This is a federal requirement that we need to show that we are still striving for air quality attainment in our area. This was done with ERCSI and NOAACA and ODOT, EPA, OEPA, Federal Highway. We did an interagency consultation back in November of last year, and this is the document that came from that. This document will be included in both our plan and our TIP for air quality conformity. We are just looking for approval of this document so that all of our partners will have our approval that this document is finalized. Any questions?
I have a question. Who requires the document and exactly what's its purpose?
Yeah, so it's required as part of through the U.S. Department of Transportation, but also the U.S. EPA. So the U.S. EPA sets emissions limits for areas that are defined as being in non-containment for hydrocarbon, NOx, PM2.5. They set those guidelines, and because we're part of that non-attainment area with Cleveland, Ashtabula County, et cetera, we are required, the DOT requires us to show modeling emissions under what our allowable budgets are. So it's sort of a joint thing between U.S., you know, it's DOT kind of interpreting the rules of EPA or the guidelines by EPA. But I believe we actually get a signed letter at the end that comes from, I think we get it from both the EPA and the DOT that we've met conformity.
And we have to maintain this. If anything changes in any of our areas, a project that is a non-exempt air quality project, we all have to reanalyze. So,
sounds like fun.
So we always try to make sure that everything that can be in there is in there. We don't want to have to change it. We've had to amend it before. It's a process.
All right, any other questions, comments? Okay, is there a motion to approve Resolution 2025-03?
Falling move to approve.
Second?
Ward, second.
All right, first and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Any abstentions? All right, motion passes. Other business.
The only thing I'd like to say is I'd like to thank ODOT for allowing us to use this space for free. I hope everyone found it okay. If you have suggestions, let us know. But, you know, hopefully the coffee is warm and, you know, we're keeping you comfortable. So we appreciate you coming out here, and this is where we will be for at least the next year. So thank you very much. And, Chad, I know you're here on behalf of Jerry, so thanks to ODOT.
I want to say the roads are really nice and salted out in front of here. I have to hire your trucks.
All right, anything else? All right, motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? Is there a second?
Second.
All right, we are adjourned.